1891.
Good song, Don. Good choice. 3:40 on 5:50 at 107.1 KTSA. Jack here for the late afternoon on Monday. Hope you're doing okay, and thank you for hanging out with us. You can jump in here now and ask your question of a doctor, your COVID-19 coronavirus question of a doctor at 210-599-5555 as we're joined on the KTSA Kinetico Quality Water Softener Newsmaker line by Dr. Fred Campbell, Associate Professor of Medicine at UT Health San Antonio. And Dr. Campbell, thank you for making time for us. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you, and I hope you're feeling well.
I am fine, thank you. I hope you are as well. One of the stories we're reporting today here on KTSA is the mayor of San Antonio considering more closures of city parks. They've already made off-limits basketball courts and playgrounds. The concern is people congregating, and he says he is still hearing reports of people congregating in the city parks, getting, you know, groups together or meeting up in groups. Explain to people why, even when you're in the outdoors and it feels like we're surrounded by, you know, wrapped up in fresh air, why that would still be a cause for concern with the COVID-19.
Jack, it's strictly a matter of distance and the characteristics of acquiring the virus. Apparently, COVID is transmitted through sneezing and coughing, as well as touching surfaces. If one is close to a person, whether it be inside or outside, it's likely that transmission is going to be increased. And so it's sometimes difficult for people who are outside to forget, just like when they're inside, to forget that
right.
Distancing is still incredibly important.
So in other words, it's a false sense of security that, well, we're outside and we don't have walls around us, we're not in an enclosed space, the distance between us is still the issue no matter where we are.
That's correct. So sneezing or coughing on somebody, regardless of where they are, is going to be the most likely means of picking up COVID-19.
All right, we're taking your questions. You can send them to me via email, jack@ktsa.com, or you can call 210-599-5555. You have questions about COVID-19 symptoms or prevention or safety. A lot of people have been asking questions over the last week about to-go orders from restaurants, Dr. Campbell, and I know we've talked about this, but it's obviously become a bigger thing. It's a huge thing for people in the restaurant business, and it's become a thing for people that are sheltering in place to get some to-go food or food delivered. So we know that the best thinking is you should be fine with food containers and packaging, but is there anything you would do differently? Let's say Chinese food was delivered to your house. Would you wipe the containers? Would you wash your hands after handling them? What are the precautions you would take, given that overall that is a safe thing to have?
Yeah, assuming that the persons that have been handling the food prior to getting it to your home have been careful, and I think we generally can assume that, the best thing to do would be to transfer whatever you ordered to a plate or an implement of yours, and then to discard the packaging. Good hand washing, again, is a good thing to do prior to eating.
210-599-5555 with questions for Dr. Fred Campbell. We heard the doctors Birx and Fauci last week and over the weekend talking about best and worst case scenarios. And Dr. Birx has said that so far the data does not tend toward or lean toward the worst case scenarios in terms of death or number of cases. But she also said every metro area is going to have its moment, its run of this. What were your thoughts about the talk about best and worst case models or projections?
I think the most diligent and expert health professionals have been making the statements that if we feel that we are over-protecting or over-preventing, then we're probably doing just exactly the right thing. So the idea of extending preventative periods longer than people, of course, would like is probably still going to be the safest, and it's going to lead to ultimately to reduced death.
It sounds like what they're saying is that the worst case numbers are based on the presumption that you didn't do these things we're doing. That's the high end of the range, or the worst scenario is the one where you haven't taken the steps we're taking. So we're not likely to get there because we are taking those steps, right?
That's correct. The problem is that when you transmit the COVID-19, it's possible, particularly in a small group, that you were infecting 2 to 3 people. And so this could be an exponential kind of a situation if, in fact, we're not very, very careful.
All right, we're going to take a quick pause here. We will come back and have some more questions for Dr. Fred Campbell, UT Health San Antonio. You can get to him at 210-599-5555.